This is the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News, February 15th through the 21st in 1987. It is also reprinted in the Congressional Record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress, whenever men are with men together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states, fairy, queer, at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history, history filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Have you heard or read this article before? Why not?
Okay, about 20 seconds, 20 seconds, and we're going live.
The truth behind their agenda. Che Feldblum is an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Committee by Barry Obama. She is also a former Georgetown University law professor, and her writings redefine homosexuality as a moral good. Let me give you an example. The word law, Webster's 1828. A rule, particularly an established or permanent rule, prescribed by the supreme power of a state to its subjects for regulating their actions, particularly their social actions. Moral law, the law of God which prescribes the moral or social duties and prohibits the transgression of them. Moral, conform to rules of right or to the divine law respecting social duties. Divine America, God gave the Mosaic Institution, the Ten Commandments. Listen to what Che Feldblum said in her confusion. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest. Interesting. Again, she said government interest. That such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. In essence, she is saying that no one can oppose our agenda or we will never have what we're going for. Outside of this being a part of the United Nations agenda,
here we go. Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, much to talk about today. You know, I basically titled today's show, "Mercy in the Midst of Judgment." Bradley, come on, where's the mercy? I'm going to show you. I do want you to understand, it tells us in the book of James that mercy rejoiceth against judgment. But who does that mercy belong to? Well, when you look throughout scripture, friends, the mercy belongs to those that keep the commandments of the Lord. And the only reason they keep the commandments of the Lord is because they've been born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. And they're the ones that understand the justification by faith alone, but not faith that is alone, because they understand that faith without works is dead, James 2:14-26. They're the doers of the word and not the hearers only. I know that in America, friends, somehow or another, we have this idealistic view of who God is. You know, a God of who is all love and all grace and all mercy, no sovereignty, no justice, no holiness, and no wrath. I want to tell you, if that's the idea that you have of the character of God, you do need to understand that it is an idle God, and that God does not exist biblically. He does not exist biblically. If that was the case, then why is it appointed at the end of our lives to answer him on judgment day? 2 Corinthians 5:15, Hebrews 9:27, go over to Revelation 21, start in verse 8 as well. We're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes. I'll show you exactly who that mercy belongs to according to what scripture has to say. Now, I want to bring this up because I think it's important. Again, I want to make sure that the sodomites this month, you know, Pride Month, interestingly enough, our laws are to condemn these criminals for their abominable crimes. They're called crimes against nature. And somehow or another, they're not being condemned. They're actually being praised by corruption in the halls of government. And again, I want to make clear that you do understand that in every state of our union, the act of sodomy is felonious activity. Our laws condemn it. Okay? The Lord didn't change his mind as to what he condemns, friends, and what he justifies, and he's not going to compromise his righteousness to appease a few, namely the 1.7% of the population that are having a heyday with your kids. And that's really what it comes down to, because we know it's all premised on man-boy sex. Now, let's go back over to this for a moment, because I want you to hear this and I want you to see this. One of the things that I did just a couple days ago was I highlighted a guy that's none other than TPUSA tried to put in power in Wisconsin. Well, Charlie Kirk was the head of that organization. And the person they were trying to get into office, his name is Scott Pressler. He is backwards. He's an abomination in so many different ways. And the question that I laid to your candor was, why is Fox News, and I've warned you about Fox for the last 25 years, friends, they're controlled opposition too. But you need to understand the question that I'm asking, why would they use a sodomite in such a fashion to lead up the said conservatives of the day? That's like saying that there's such thing as gay Christians when in fact they are not. They are, that is a conjecture, friends, and they stand in strong contrast one to another. And as I said, again, this is not yin and yang. This isn't the devil gets along with Jesus, or Jesus gets along with the devil. No, Jesus already broke the neck of the enemy. He cast out the prince of the power of the air through the cross of Calvary. He didn't die on the cross in manifesting himself to destroy the works of the devil, friends, so somehow or another he can have a free hand and they can hang out and be buddies and advocate what the Lord condemns. Nope, not at all. That's not scripture at all. But I want to go over to Scott Pressler, and I want to show you, and I want you to listen carefully to this individual, because, friends, he is a prime example of what is wrong with today's conservatives. They have no idea what conservatism is all about. They're called to be the salt of the earth, Matthew 5:13. But if they're not, the Bible says that they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. And this is exactly what has become of the conservative movement, that now Fox News, and they've been doing this for a long time, is now just folks with an open face, mask off, using a sodomite to lead the way concerning the conservative agenda. Check this femme out.
In the gay community,
not anything more than a traitor. I hear that one a lot.
How does that make you feel?
I recognize the Republican Party hasn't always been great to some communities. So there's a part of me that takes that cognizance of understanding historically why people may feel the way they feel. I just feel they're very lost. My answer to a lot of these things are, I'm going to continue to walk the way that I have been. And from my actions, people will know me. And from my actions, hopefully, I will earn people's support. Mm-hmm. So when they are ready, the door is always open on my part.
But so when the people convert to Scott Pressler in what the Lord calls an abomination, he'll be sitting there waiting for you to convert yourselves unto him, friends. I can't make this up. If I see Scott, Scott's going to get a mouthful. And so are the people that support this. And if you want to know why you're absolutely 100% upside down, 180 degrees perpendicular from where you're supposed to be, friends, this is exactly why. It's because of what the people tolerate in this country. You know, the Bible says in 1:22 of Romans, they profess themselves to be wise, but the Lord calls them fools. And he charged them with such a statement, because what they do is they change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image make light unto a corruptible man. Hence, Scott Pressler, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. Now listen carefully, verse 26, Romans 1. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate state. Their minds, friends, a state of what? They have been given over to their sin, okay? And to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, and disobedience to parents. Without understanding, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Francis Turretin said, effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Well, that's crazy, isn't it? By the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 8 to 10 articles every day published on that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. You'll get a daily email with all the articles from contributors across the country that are actually in the culture war to bring about resolve, like the Sons of Issachar, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out the store and our schedule. Next week, we'll be doing an event in Orlando, Florida, and I think it's a convention, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to this. But, you know, somebody asked me, well, that's a great place to go. isn't it? Florida. It's like, guys, I've been there so many times. And to be quite honest with you, going to Florida in June is not really desirable to me. I mean, going there in the winter months, you know, the fall months or winter months or even the springtime in Minnesota, that's the time to go, not in the middle of June. But anyways, we go when called, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Check out the schedule. We also got none other than, Farragut, Tennessee next month. I'll also be in studio with David Knight. And then we got the Minnesota State Fair. Also talking to somebody right now about doing another day. Somebody just called from California today. That's always good to go to California, no matter what time of the year that one is. I don't know why, but I love California as well. I really do. Okay, so anyway, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on social media platforms, top left side of the page. Afternoon show, morning show on the right. If you also want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, you can do that, beforeitsnews.com. Listen, pro or con, I'm not here, friends, on this radio show to be praised by the people. I'm here to set the record straight. And the reason I'm here doing what I'm doing is not because of my will, but that his will be done. And I know that which I'm conveying over to you is right, not because of my own self-righteousness, because I understand that my righteousness is but filthy rags, but because I'm standing on his word, which is right. I'm standing on the rock of revelation here, friends, Matthew 16:18. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving. What I'm preaching from this platform is who we are. Do you understand? This is who we are, not what they want you to believe that we are or what they want you to transition into becoming, like I just highlighted none other than Scott Pressler here just a moment ago. Oh, and by the way, speaking of which, Charlie Kirk was the one that gave him, listen to me, Charlie Kirk's youth ministry, just so you can understand what's behind TPUSA, because it's completely imploding. 95% of all their charters are completely fake. And you do understand that all those millions, hundreds of millions of dollars going into that organization are coming from Zionist dollars. You do understand that, right? And again, they're being called out left and right. They're diminishing as we're speaking right now. But you need to understand all the sodomites that they have in that organization, okay? Now, going back to Charlie took $5 million. How many youth groups in America do you know that even have $500 to give to somebody? Okay. They gave him $5 million, Scott Pressler, to become a representative in the state of Wisconsin. Well, folks, this is the same guy that you're seeing taking pictures with Donald Trump all day long. But again, yesterday, as I showed you and I shared with you, friends, images and visuals, cross-check everything I'm telling you here, of Donald Trump calling himself the gayest president in American history. No joke. And he's the one that was putting men that were dressed as women into his pageants. And I've highlighted that several times. So I'm saying this, if you want to contend for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, please do, pro or con. We're not here looking for the praise of men. We're here getting the job done and hoping to turn men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance. 26:18 of the book of Acts. That's the objective. And that righteousness would come down and that salvations would spring forth. That's the objective. Do I hate Scott Pressler? No, Scott Pressler and his abominable type, they hate guys like me for exposing their crimes towards God, because the Lord calls it an abomination, and they don't like it when I make reference to the law that condemns their crimes, because what they're advocating for is a crime and it's felonious activity, and the Lord condemns it at every given step. So I'm not here to patty cake with it. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Wanted to tell you, friends, just going to fleece you, the people, get Scott on the show with us. I'd love to have Scott on the show. Absolutely. I'll show him real love. I'll tell him what the Word of God says. I'll give him the message of repentance. I'll give him the message on upon repentance by the use of the law that drives him to the foot of the cross, where he puts his faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21, because I know a majority of the people don't love, they don't know what love is, and yet they call it love to withhold the Word of God of truth that brings about conversion by the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I'll be that guy. Absolutely. Somebody get him on the show. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, right before the end of the last segment, I got cut off by a hot break. And in the process of doing that, friends, I was telling you what scripture says, professing themselves to be wise, the Bible calls them fools. And then I started to give you exactly what the word says, line upon line, precept upon precept. And it talks about how these that refused and did not retain God in their knowledge, how the Lord gave them over to a reprobate mind. They were abandoned to their sin. They did it. They rejected God's mercy, right? To do those things which are not convenient. Then I said, as scripture tells us, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, sex before marriage, wickedness, knowing to do right but fail to do it, covetous, desiring something that belongs to somebody else, violation of the 10th commandments, they're malicious, they're full of envy, self-explanatory, they're murderers, they hate without a cause, Matthew 5. They debate, they deceit, they carry malignity, whisperers, backbiters. They're haters of God. And it's exactly what you're allowing them to get a foot grip on the people in this country. Folks, you give them an inch, they're going to take you a mile, and it's exactly what they're doing. And these are going to be the ones that are going to be used against you and used by God to bring judgment upon those that tolerate them. And some will say, well, Bradley, where do you see that? Well, look at history, number one. And number two, go back to 2 Thessalonians where it says, for those that let, the Lord says, will let until they be taken out of the way, okay? And then it goes on, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable. Well, some will say, well, what does implacable mean? Does this sound familiar, friends, the Scott Presslers of the world? And I'm talking about all these individuals that are, as they call it, coming out of the closet and foaming out their shame, as scripture calls it. The word implacable means they cannot be appeased, pacified, or changed. Isn't that interesting? So in other words, friends, what I see with that word right there is some people just go too far and there's a point of no return. Yep. But I want you to hear this. Without understanding, without natural affection, implacable, they're unmerciful. And yet they play the victims, looking for mercy. In verse 32, listen carefully at the end of what I just shared with you from Romans 1:22 to Romans 3:32. Listen to how the Lord sandwiches this unto judgment. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Wow, isn't that crazy what scripture tells us? Here, Bradley, why are you so adamant about what's going on here? Well, I'll tell you this, because if the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, if that's the case, I'm going to, out of the sincerest form of Christianity, hold to his word. And what comes to my aid is Psalm 97, verse 10, where we're going to hate that which the Lord hates, and we're going to love that which the Lord loves. Now, I can just hear somebody say, Bradley, did you say that the Lord hates? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he hates, right? You know, like on an individual basis, like he hated Esau, but he loved Jacob. Oh, yeah. Like there were sheep, and yes, there was goats. And yes, those were those that were going into heaven and those that were there going to hell because of what they continued on in. Yeah. Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, again, it comes back to them rejecting the love and mercy of God through Jesus Christ. That's on them. And that doesn't just apply to sodomites. It applies to thieves and liars and the covetous, to those that dishonor their parents, to those that steal, to those that have other gods, to those that take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That's all you have to do is see where you have fallen short by reading God's 10 commandments, his moral commandments. Friends, and that's found in Deuteronomy 5, Exodus 20, Romans 13. And the point is, that's the standard, because we remember rightly that Jesus came in and he fulfilled that law, Matthew 5:17, and that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to those that believe, Romans 10:4. So again, I just want to make clear that we're all on the same page here, okay? I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you something as to what the sodomites today are gloating in. And I know some people are saying, Bradley, mercy in the midst of judgment. Come on, man. Give me some. Okay. I'll go there with you. I'll go there with you. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, all artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible. And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Interesting, friends. I'm going to show you something here, and then I want to show you how heavily this ministry is actually, and it's illegal. It's really illegal when it comes to religion, per se, in America because of the freedom of speech. But it's a double no-no when it comes to that of who we are as a people and preaching from the Word of God. I want to show you something here in a moment that Tim Brown just sent to me. As I was speaking during the first and the second segment, I want to show you how the big tech companies are actually vetting individuals. Again, only to prove the point, friends, that if you want to know who means to rule over you, find out who you can't speak out against, because that's exactly what the big tech companies are illegally and unlawfully doing today. Friends, this is an act of tyranny every step of the way. Now, I want to show you, because we're talking about, now, I guess what I'm doing is attacking a certain group of people when, in fact, I'm actually preaching to them and I'm showing you what they're responsible for, because they want to call it pride when, in fact, the Bible says pride comes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. And that's exactly what we see happening. And I don't think people realize that that pride and that haughty spirit before comes before destruction also applies to the people that tolerate them. So I want to show you what they're boasting in right now. And I want you to check this video out.
If you're eating something, I suggest you stop.
Listen
carefully.
But
it is important that you understand what's happening here. So here we go. This is William Kelso Flournoy IV. He goes by Isabel. He's a transgender youth advocate in Washington State, where he advocates for gender-confused homeless kids. And he was just charged with first-degree rape of a child and sexual exploitation of a minor for sexually assaulting a six-month-old. Police got a cyber tip along with a photo of Flournoy abusing the little girl. I read the police report, and I'll just say that he was doing about the worst thing you can possibly imagine that I won't begin to verbally describe. You're welcome. When police searched his room, they also found multiple baby items that indicated he had some sort of infant role-playing fetish. Last summer, he'd also been found to have Peeping Tom-style photos of young teenage girls on his laptop, along with a video of him pleasuring himself outside of a youth homeless shelter. Now, apparently, this one little girl's family were poor and living out of a motel and working multiple jobs. So they invited this guy and his partner to live with them and babysit their child while they were at work. Because apparently a man dressing as a woman wasn't a red flag. And our society doesn't treat it like one. But it should be. It should always be. And this is why. I don't know how many more times we have to read stories like this before we get it. A man dressing up as a woman is not normal. It is an indicator that something is very, very wrong. At best, it shows a disassociation from reality. At worst, it shows a perversion that goes way beyond wanting to wear high heels. And society should start treating it like the five-alarm bell that it is, because kids should not be paying the price for this left-wing insanity.
Left-wing insanity. So, no, I agree with everything she just got done saying right there. But again, isn't it interesting, and I've said this on a thousand occasions, how is it that lawbreakers can do what lawbreakers do without the law, we the people, condemning them for breaking the law? And yet somehow or another, we can't do that which is right, because if we do that which is according to the law, somehow it's unacceptable. No, this is the mindset of the American people. Now, I want to show you something. During the first segment, I'm showing everybody on social media platforms right now the illegalities and the crimes of Facebook and their illegal censorship. Tim Brown just told us one of our networks just dropped the video because we're attacking a person or a group of people based on who they are. Oh, I guess so. If you speak out against someone that commits crimes against children, you better not do that because Facebook says that that is impermissible. Do you understand where this is going, friends? They're inverting injustice to become the norm. The best way to say it and the easiest way to say it, friends, is to share with you that they're trying to put darkness for light and light for darkness in Isaiah 5:20. This is judgment completely turned backwards. And it's been turned backwards because the people fail to be the law and enforce the law. Yet these are the same people that are saying to me, Bradley, where is the mercy? We want mercy. You know what? So do those kids that are under attack. That big tech company is failing to provide as a defense by upholding our platforms to speak out against the crimes of those that are guilty of it. Do you see how this works, friends? And it's the same thing with the politicians. It's exactly what they're doing. And folks, they need to be sued big time. They need to be sued big time. And as I've said 1,000 times over the last 10 years, folks, when the door opens up concerning going after Facebook and big tech company, that includes Vimeo, that includes YouTube, we're going through it.
I just want to make clear you all understand it. We're going through that door because this is the first thing that tyrants do, friends, when they mean to overthrow a people. And what is that? To suppress free speech, lawful speech, not subversive speech. Friends, we're not subversive. We're not violating the law. We're upholding the laws of our constitutional republic. How is it that those in big tech companies can actually attack law-abiders and censor them? Because they're the ones breaking the law, and they're the ones trying to normalize the injustice.
Right on the money.
Hey, Henry, it's all yours, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey.
Man, I want to say this to all the so-called Christian men out there. We see what's going on in our government, Bradley. I mean, my goodness, we got sodomites running up and down the street. We got transgender. We got all this stuff, and it's all to corrupt the kids.
That's what it is.
I mean, I've had enough of it.
Yep, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
You know what I mean? I mean, where's everybody at? Why ain't they standing up? We see what's going on.
Yep. Hey, guy, every time you get on the radio program, I got to say, I totally 100% agree, but I want to take it as to my responsibility. I believe that when we're called of God, when we see what's going on out there and we see a corruption that has free way, that we're to respond by examining ourselves. And I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 13:5. And I got to tell you, my friend, I don't put up with it. And when I see it, I confront it. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, is because people need to take a bold stand. And the fact of the matter is that they don't take a bold stand against what's going on here. As you said, Henry, you're exactly 100% right. This is aimed at the kids because tyrants have an interest in perverting the people because they want to act arbitrarily and they want more power over those subjects. And that's what they do to do it. They demoralize the people so they can control them. And Americans are about finding this out. I don't know how long it's going to take them, but it seems like we're already there. And like this video that I just played, this lady said, why is it that the kids are the ones that are having to suffer? I've been saying that for 25 years. Why is it?
Wow.
Because the parents don't love their kids, yet they call it love. And that is the great, that is, I don't even want to say it. It's just a massive perversion going on in this country to tolerate. And you know what's crazy about it, Henry, is the fact that you have a majority of the people that say they can't stand with it, they can't condone it, but they don't condemn it. That's the problem.
Right.
They don't magnify the law. That's why they have corruption within federal government, within the state government, because the mass population tolerates the crimes of the few. I'll let you finish this.
Right. Well, what it is, Bradley, is most people sit around and they think someone's going to save us. Well, I got news for everybody. If we keep letting this crap going on, there's no one coming to save you.
Nope.
We're going to have to save ourselves. And it all ends when the American people wake up and we take up arms and bring these criminals to justice, brother.
Amen. Amen. And that is the only thing that is going to preserve this republic of ours. Henry, I'll tell you what, folks. It seems to me that Henry carries the same fire that I have. And what happens, folks, when we stand together? And it goes back to Bugs Life again with Flick standing up against Hopper. Man, you see how they control the people? They demonize the one that's willing to stand up because they want to send a message to everybody else that we're not going to tolerate it. Look what they just did to this woman in Colorado for exposing voter fraud. The FBI raids her, and then they throw her in prison, and then they raid other families that are even a part of law enforcement, and then they throw them in jail. They indict them. Well, listen, if there is no such thing as voter fraud, why are they raiding homes? Because they're raiding the people that are exposing them for their crimes, Romans 3:20, friends. And yes, you have to understand that this is going to come to your front door sooner or later. What needs to happen before that happens on your part, America? Read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment. I wanted to highlight something here. I don't know if you guys are aware of, and I'm just going to give it the last word concerning giving attention to all those that are gloating in their pride, foaming out their shame, as Scripture tells us, that the whole premise of hate crimes, you all do understand that whole premise of hate crimes that was set up on a kid named Matthew Shepard, you know that it was all premise on a lie.
They created the narrative. They sold the narrative to the American people. And then what they did is they told the two kids that they used to shut their mouth. And it had nothing to do with sodomy, friends. It had everything to do with a young kid that was 15 years old that called himself sodomite, a Matthew Shepherd. And what they did is two kids got a hold of him and they beat him, because what happened is Matthew Shepherd, it was a bad drug deal that went south is what it was. And what they did is they equated it to the crime committed against another individual named James Byrd Jr., who was a black man who was basically strung up by a bunch of racists. And in this particular case, that's exactly what it was. And what they did is they drug him behind a truck. Well, the homosexuals are equating their sin with the color of a black man's sin. Do you understand that? And I also want you to know, friends, that the people that are black, I'm white, so I'm on the color scale too. The black people are tired of the sodomites using the black communities, because they're saying that they're tired of them equating their sin for the color of the black man's skin. That's what it's premised on. It has nothing to do, folks, with them being the victims. Nope, not at all. It was a drug deal that went bad, and then what they did is found out Matthew was gay, and then they equated it to that. Oh, I wish people would think. I really, really do. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Okay.
Okay. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, before it's news.com, 281-845-4700. 1-800-795-0404. I was just highlighting at the offset of the show here, right when we began, something our friend R.C. Sproul rightly stated, a God who is all love, which he is. When he rebuked the hypocrites, God is love, right? When he healed the sick or he raised the dead, God is love. See, we have to understand there's a balance here, right? Here, let me say this just so I can get it out of the way. When you look at the grace of God, which is used as an occasion for the flesh today, you got to remember, Jesus isn't a minister of sin. No, no, no. He died on the cross to condemn that, not to condone that, not to justify that, not to give it a pass or to give it a green light. No, not at all. Let me say it this way just so you all understand. If grace hasn't changed you, grace hasn't saved you. Just want to make clear. If you haven't been changed by grace, you're not saved by grace. It's just that simple. You can go ahead and pretend all that you want to. I just wrote an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, if you want the name of the article, I'll give it to you. The answer is obvious, is it not? A tree is known by its fruit, right? And they can call themselves whatever they want to call them, but if the fruit doesn't line up with their profession of Christianity, it's because they're not Christians, regardless if they call themselves Christians. And you're not going to be able to call an apple tree an orange tree just because you want to and expect everybody to believe along with you. That's nonsense. No, an apple tree bears forth the fruit of apples, just like an orange tree would bear forth oranges, right? And so, again, we got to think about this. But, again, I want to go back to this because a God who is all love, all grace, all mercy, no sovereignty, no justice, no holiness, and no wrath is an idol God. That is not the God of the Bible in any sense of the word. So people say, well, Bradley, come on, where's the mercy? Well, first of all, I'd ask you the question, why is it that you seek mercy? The only reason you would seek mercy if you're in an unrepentant state, that is a very bad, bad place to be. Now, if you're repentant before God and transgressing his moral law, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, that's a great place to be, right? Because the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51, verse 17, also talks about it in Psalm 34, also talks about it in Isaiah 66, verse 2, and the list goes on, right? Law to the proud, grace to the humble. But I want to make clear that you understand this. If you're asking for mercy, do understand the only one that can give you that mercy is the living God. So therefore, that's who you are seeking. Remember King David said in Psalm 51, after he fell with Bathsheba, do you remember what he said? He said, against you and against you only have I sinned. See, when we realize that our sin is before God, it's God that we're going to seek. But when you're around and you look at men in the standard of their profession and they're in a fallen state saying this is our Christianity and we can go ahead and do what we want to do, so on and so forth, and God, that's the God of the Old Testament, and they try to rewrite and pervert and rest scripture, you need to get away from that group of people and understand that God is a God of holiness as well. And so I want to make clear again that if you're seeking mercy, that it's God that you're seeking the mercy as to whom you're going to receive it from. That is absolutely vital to who you seek mercy from. But let me show you how this works. When you look at Leviticus 26, it's also in Deuteronomy 28, but this is just a prime example. This is what the Lord said. This is from 1 to 13 in 26 of Leviticus. He shows the people, these are the blessings, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to continually do concerning this covenant that I'm bestowing upon you. And he is showing you at the very reference of verse 13 in Leviticus 26, that he's the one that delivered you. He is the Redeemer, right? And then the first thing he says in verse 15 is this. I'm sorry, 14. But if you will not listen carefully unto me, and you will not do all of these commandments. That's not suggestions. Go to Acts 1, friends. The Holy Ghost came to give the disciples and the apostles commandments, not suggestions. And then he said in verse 15, and if you despise my statutes, the way that you're supposed to condemn the crime, or if your soul abhors my judgments, not understanding that I am establishing righteousness according to my law, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant. This is what the Lord said. He said, I'll also do this unto you. Then he begins to pronounce judgment upon the people. Listen to how he starts off these judgments. I will even appoint over you terror. That's what the Lord said. He is sovereign in the blessing and in the curse. He is sovereign in the weal and in the woe, friends. Then he says, I will appoint over you consumption, the burning og that shall consume the eyes, the cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. You mean like your federal government illegally taxing you to the degree of oblivion? Because that's exactly what they're doing. Then reallocating it and supporting foreign nations and bureaucracies and agendas that actually work against who we are, and in fact even assail us on many in many ways. Yeah, just like that, right? And I, by the way, if you look at that as well, you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. You can see in America now that 91.4% of all of the Muslims in America are on welfare. I'm not making it up. That's why they're driving around in brand new cars, don't have to pay rent. They don't have to worry about anything, friends. They're, matter of fact, they're even making videos of you laughing at the American people, talking about how they're sitting around doing nothing, gobbling up your seed. That's the Lord, friends. Do you understand? I can see clearly in the storm. It's not hard to figure it out. Then the Lord said in verse 17, I will, the Lord said, set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you, they're in office today, they shall reign over you. And you shall flee when none pursueth. It's a curse. Proverbs 28 verse 1 talks about the same thing. And then he says, if you will not hearken to me for all of this, he said, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Verse 18, that's where America is at right now. And then he said, I will break the pride of your power. Isn't that interesting? Verse 19, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. Folks, so what we're looking at is the sovereignty of God in the curse. See, the bad guys are not in control of anything. All men are mere men for the use of the Lord, either bringing the blessing or the cursing. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Then he says this, he says, your strength shall be spent in vain, and your land shall not yield her increase. Nope, because it's being gobbled up by the corrupt. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And then the Lord says in verse 21, but if you walk contrary unto me, you still won't listen, America. He said, I will not hearken, and you will not hearken unto me. He said, I will bring even more, seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. Friends, it doesn't get any clearer as to what's going on here. Numbers 32:23 says your sin is finding you out. Look at Psalm 9:16 and 17. You're being taken by your own sins. You're falling into the pit that you yourselves have allowed to be dug if you're not personally responsible for it. In one way or another, you are, because you're going to be held accountable for individual sin as well as national sin. But now going down to the end of this, I want to show you in Leviticus 26, after this comes about and the Lord judges the people, read Isaiah 4 when you get a moment. He judges by fire and he purifies the land. He said, if you, in verse 40, you shall confess your lawlessness before God. And what gives you a knowledge of that is reading his moral law, Exodus 20, and the iniquity of your fathers who brought this upon you with their trespasses, which they have trespassed against the Lord, he says, me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, folks, and that I've also walked contrary unto them and have brought them into the land of their enemies. He's now bringing your enemies into your land. And if their uncircumcised hearts be humbled and they then accepted the punishment of their iniquity, which is laid on Christ, people, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob and also my covenant with Isaac and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them and shall enjoy their Sabbaths while she lieth desolate with them, and they shall accept the punishment of their iniquity, because even they, because they have despised my judgments and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all of this,
when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away. I will not abhor them to destroy them utterly, to break my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God, but I will do for their sakes. Remember the covenant. Listen to me. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to finish this. Leviticus 44. And I will, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away. Neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God, but I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors. In other words, what the Lord promised long ago, he's still fulfilling it today. But not without consequence, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I may be their God. I am the Lord. And finally, in verse 46, these are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. You want mercy, friends? Acknowledge your sin, confess it, forsake it, and put your faith in Jesus Christ, and ask the Holy Ghost to bring about a new birth for his glory, John 3:3. Love you by what we do, and we will talk.